Researchers at the University of Michigan found 80% of the parents they surveyed were doing something to prevent attacks, but often missed important measures. For example, a quarter of the parents said a smoker lived in the same house as a child with asthma, but they hadn't done anything about it. In one case, the parent of a child with pollen-triggered asthma bought a new mattress cover, but didn't close windows to keep pollen out of the house. Dr. Michael Caban is a U of M pediatrician who led the study. He says many parents also needlessly buy products they think will lessen asthma symptoms.
A lot of times parents may get more information from other commercial sources more often than the time they have to spend with either their primary care doctor or their doctor who might be a subspecialist in asthma. So I think physicians have to do a better job putting that information in perspective.
Dr. Cabana suggests parents talk to their child's doctor about asthma triggers before spending money on asthma-related products. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Michael Leland.